turning to 2 John, the second epistle of John, verse number 3. It says, "Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love." I want to preach a route tonight, if God will be our help, on the Good Samaritan. Amen? The Good Samaritan. Now, as we look at this text tonight, I read and we're hearing, it's unusual for an apostle to offer up a salutation like this in the New Testament. Now, it's the only other places we've seen this was in the pastoral epistles, which was in 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 2, 2 Timothy chapter number 1, verse number 2, and in Titus chapter number 1 and verse number 4. And we see this where he offers it up this way, where he adds mercy in with grace and peace. Amen. A lot of places in the salutations, they offer up grace and peace. But here he puts in mercy in this epistle. You say, why did he do that? Because he was there was a significance. You say, well, what was the significance of doing it here? And what's it trying to teach us? As I was looking at this and looking at these others where they had actually used these three phrases, grace and mercy and peace, as God was speaking to us, and we talk about the Good Samaritan, and we look at this and we begin to wonder, how do we show mercy? What is mercy? Amen. Look over at Luke chapter number 10 for just a minute this evening. Luke chapter number 10, verse number 30. It's speaking to us, the Lord is, of this Good Samaritan. He's talking about being a good neighbor. And they asked him, he said, "Will just himself." He said unto Jesus, who is my neighbor? Verse 29. So he asked, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus answered and said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side." Of course, that's religion. Religion will leave you where you're at and won't offer you no help a lot of times. He said, "And likewise a Levite, when he was at that place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side." Now that's the law. The law can't help you. Amen. It can't save your soul. It can't deliver you from your sin. So religion won't do it. The law won't do it. The only thing that can do that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, "But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed down where he was, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showeth mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do likewise." So we look at this and we wonder and we answer the question, what is showing mercy? Showing mercy is binding up the wounds of those in distress. Praise God. Though it's a helping those that are bruised and those that are afflicted in their distress. That's what showing mercy is. So can you see when God Almighty moves and when God moves with mercy, praise God, what a wonderful thing it is. Amen. Now take your Bible and go to Genesis chapter 39. Genesis chapter 39. You remember a fellow by the name of Joseph in the Word of God? Joseph was sold into bondage by his brethren, and he was tested by his adversity, the things that he would have to go through, but he never quit. He's over in Egypt, and he has an Egyptian master. And this master had put him over about everything that he had, over his whole house, everything that this master had, Joseph was in charge of. But the master had a wife, remember the story? And she kept approaching Joseph and wanted him to lay with her. But Joseph would have no part of that. In verse number 8, he says this. He said, "But he refused and said unto the master's wife, Behold, my master wanteth not that what it is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath into my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness? Now watch this, and sin against God. You know, it's good when you stay on God's side. It's always a good thing when you stay on the Lord's side. Praise his holy name. He'll keep you from sin. He said it came to pass as he spake to Joseph day by day, she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none in the of the men of the house there within. And she called him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him away. And it came to pass when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forward. Then she called unto the men of her house and spake unto them, saying, see, he hath brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in and in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. And she laid up his garment by her until the Lord came home. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, the Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into prison and placed where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison. So you see what takes place here. We see that the Bible tells us that mercy, praise God, is something that comes from the Lord. We see mercy in the acts of the Good Samaritan. We see how God's moving, praise God, in this Good Samaritan to come to found this man beaten and bruised and wounded. And he comes and he binds up this the wounds of this man, praise God, who had been left in this fashion. Praise God. But we see what the Good Samaritan done. But how does this compare with the life of Joseph? How do we see mercy, the same kind of mercy, coming to Joseph over in the prison house? Praise God. There's more to just being beaten and battered than just having bruises and be having afflictions in the body, than having abrasions and bruises in the flesh. Praise God. You can be bruised and battered spiritually. Amen. Praise the Lord. This man that the Good Samaritan took and he cured and he bound up his wounds and he poured wine on him. He took care of him. He dressed him. Praise God. Because of him being bruised and battered. If we see Joseph over there, praise God, and he's in a situation. He's trying to do right. And he's trying to live right. And he's trying to do what God would have him to do. And his brother, he told him the story about what God, the visions that God had told him. But they didn't appreciate those. And they thought he was trying to lord over them and be something above them. Praise God, and he was. He was just trying to tell them the goodness in the hand of God, that God was going to use him, praise God, to preserve a heritage and a prosperity in the land for them. Amen. Praise God. I don't know about you. I love it when you got people that love the Lord and trying to do right. Praise God. We ought to get behind them and back them. But we see how this plays out. And we see and we can understand when John's talking about that grace and that mercy and that peace that God gives to us. But how do we see? We see it in the Good Samaritan. But how do we see that playing out in the life of Joseph? Joseph is an adversary, an adversarial condition. He's done got himself in a mess. He was of authority, praise God, till this demon, praise God, began to cry out, praise God, against him, and let make up a false accusation against him. See, prayer, not only was he wasn't bruised and battered physically, but he was bruised and battered. He was afflicted, praise God, for God's glory. Amen. We see old Joseph. You say, well, what happened to him? His reputation was challenged. Amen. You know, we a whole lot of who we are is our reputation. Amen. Our reputation will precede you. I mean, people know some things about you. Amen. May not want to admit it, but they do. Some people know a whole lot more about us than we think they do. Amen. You may try to hide it. You may try to cover it up. But praise God, a lot of people know a lot of things about you. But Joseph was up there, and I can just imagine people was talking about, saying, man, hey, this fella come down here to Egypt. His master brought him down here, put him in his house, and he's put this stranger in charge of his whole household. So are you serious? Did he really do that? Why would anybody take somebody and put him over the whole house? Well, he just found praise God, he was a responsible person. And if he needed something done, his master could count on him. Praise God. So there was nothing withheld from Joseph. Praise God. He was put over the master's household. Amen. The only thing he said that he couldn't have at will, praise God, was his master's wife. Because it was his master's wife. Praise God. But she kept coming after, desiring him. So here Joseph, his reputation is challenged. Amen. He comes up against a hard place with his reputation being challenged. And he's cast into prison on a false charge. Amen. Can you imagine how he must have failed? So I'm saying there's a whole lot of things, praise God, that's a whole lot worse than physical abuse, than physical bruises and abrasions, praise God. When it comes down to our reputation, when it comes down to the spiritual, those spiritual bruises that we have, that we have to endure in this world, praise God, they can be harder than physical abuses. Amen? Those bruises can be harder to get over, praise God, than the physical bruises and abrasions. Amen. So we see how he was there and he was cast into that prison. A false charge, something he didn't do. Amen. I can imagine he tried to defend himself, but nobody wanted to hear it. He was going to believe her over. Listen, if you was that man, praise God, you was going to take your wife's word for it over some stranger, some servant. Amen. If he hadn't, it'd been a hard place to live if he had took Joseph's side. Amen. So praise God, and they knew whose garment it was. They knew it was Joseph's coat. And they found it there. And so the rest is history. So we see Joseph, praise God, and he's bruised and bleeding. Amen. He's in heartache and misery. Because he knows, praise God, that what he was doing right. He was standing for God and godliness. He was standing, trying to stand against wickedness. Amen. Refusing to sin against God. Amen. He's not a whole lot of people in the world like that now. Amen. Come on now. Amen. There's a lot of people just give in. They don't take very much to get us to give in. But praise God, we got to stand faithful to God. And God will stand faithful to us. You say, preacher, how does this good Samaritan fit in, praise God, in this theme of mercy, just like it did for the good Samaritan who found that man battered and bruised, praise God, and he bound up his wounds. Praise God, he sent mercy, praise God, to that man that was bruised in such a fashion. God Almighty would send a mercy down to Joseph. Amen. The same God of heaven would send mercy down to Joseph. Praise God. But the good Samaritan would come down to where he was. Look back in chapter 39, if you still got your place. Verse 20 said, Joseph the master took him, put him in the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison. Amen. In other words, he put him in. He didn't come out. He was in this circumstance. He was in this situation. He was bruised and battered spiritually. Praise God, he was there trying to do right. He knew he was doing right. He knew he hadn't done nothing wrong. But he had been condemned. Praise God, he had been convicted and cast into prison. Amen. Praise God, it helps when you know the Lord. You see all that, praise God. But look at the in verse 21. Amen. But the good Samaritan, amen, came along. He says, but the Lord, verse 21, was with Joseph. And he showed him what? Mercy. Amen. But the Lord was with Joseph, and he showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. See what happened. I'll tell you what happened. Praise God. The good Samaritan, praise God, come along, and he offered up mercy to Joseph. Praise God. He began to bound those spiritual wounds. He began to bind up those spiritual bruising. Praise God. He began to make him whole even where he was. God's able, praise God. It don't matter where you're at tonight, youngest. God's able to come to you. His mercy's still just as real and just as sufficient as it's always been. And that good Samaritan, praise God, a type is able to come to where you are. Come to where we are to minister to our hearts and to meet our needs, even in the prison house. Praise God, praise God. He said, but the Lord was with Joseph. Amen. Do you reckon the Lord had ever left Joseph? Amen. No. The Lord never left Joseph. You say, well, preacher, how do you know that? Because the Lord had ever left him, praise God. He wouldn't have been able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Temptation would have overtaken him. But God Almighty, praise God, was always there with him and said, but the Lord was with Joseph. He's promised to never leave us nor forsake. He's promised to always be there with us. He prayed, it don't matter where we're at. It don't matter how much you're wrongly accused. Amen. The world's liable to wrongly accuse any one of us at any minute. Amen. Yeah. They might indict you on anything. They said they could indict a ham sandwich. Amen. They bring charges against any of us at any minute. But praise God, I'm glad that there's God with us. Just like he was with Joseph, he's there with us. And the same God that showed him mercy, the same God that'll show us mercy. Praise the Lord. The same God, praise God, would minister comfort to him. The same God would send comfort, amen, in a time of distress to where he was at. And he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Amen. What kind of God could do that? The kind of God that looks after his people. Praise God. He can show favor, praise God, to his people, even in bitter times. In verse number 22, listen to what he says. I'm talking about this good Samaritan. Saying, and the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that ain't very much. Praise God. He put him as a caretaker over the prisoners. Over the prison and over the prisoners. Don't you know that life changed for those prisoners when they put Joseph over it? Amen. Joseph, he had God on him. He had the Holy Spirit in him. And he said he had already seen God's mercy, how God had had mercy on him. And praise God, had showed him favor in the prison guard's eyes. Praise God, the keeper of the prison. And he come out there and he said, you know what? He said, I've got a plan. I think we can fix this place. I think we can have, all these malcontents in here. He said, I've got a game plan. He said, my God spoke to my heart. He said, if we just love on these fellas, they need a little bit of rehabilitation. And I know who the rehabilitator is. He said, it's good God of heaven. Praise God. So why the good Samaritan was binding up his wounds. Praise God. His not so much physical wounds, but his spiritual wounds. Old Joseph was using what God was using on him to help those around him. Amen. Praise God. That's the way it works. Praise God. The good Samaritan begins to work in our lives, begins to help us, and things begin to look up. Amen. It's a Joseph's hand on all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. Amen. He began to make changes. Everything that was happening down at the prison house, Joseph had control of. Praise God, the beating stopped. Praise God, and the anger stopped. And the bitterness stopped. Praise the Lord. And people began to see each other in a different light. People began to see the compassion of Joseph. Praise God, as he had compassion on others around him. Amen. Praise God. When the good Samaritan shows up, praise God, he begins to, praise God, show mercy. He begins to bind up those wounds. Wonder how many of them, praise God, not only had the physical wounds, the bruises and the battering from the world when they come into that prison house. But I wonder how many had the spiritual wounds. Praise God, they had been beaten, battered spiritually. They had just about gave up on this old world. They just about gave up on themselves. They just about gave up on humanity. You know anybody like that tonight? There's a whole lot of them out there in the world in the same situation. What do they need? They need a good Samaritan. They need the mercy of God. Praise the Lord. Encouragement to help them in their trouble. Praise God. That's where mercy came in while Joseph was in prison. Amen. You say, well, God, if he's really merciful, he wouldn't ever let Joseph go to prison. Amen. If he hadn't let Joseph go to prison, then all these others in the prison hadn't got the help they did while Joseph was there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because God allowed Joseph to go into the prison. I mean, he just started a prison ministry. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Praise the Lord. Hey, he had a captive audience. Amen. Come on now. Joseph got in there, had a captive audience. He just began to brag on his God and lift up the God of heaven. And praise God, begin to tell about who he is. Even if you go on down here and read it, even to the telling of dreams. Amen. These people were having dreams and nightmares and visions, praise God. And Joseph began to expound unto them the things of God, some good, some bad. But praise God, I'll give to God all the glory. And verse 23 says this, and the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand. Amen. The keeper of the prison said he didn't worry about nothing. Amen. Why? Because Joseph was there. Well, how could you say, preacher, how could that guy that was over the prison, how could he just turn everything over to Joseph? Because Joseph was a man of God, and Joseph was trying to do things that was pleasing to his God, and God had showed mercy to him. Praise God, God had sent the good Samaritan down into the prison house for Joseph, and Joseph, praise God, full of that good Samaritan spirit, was passing it out in a liberal fashion. Amen. What makes all the difference in the world when we do it from our hearts? Amen. We can try to do a whole lot of things in this old flesh, but when we do it from our heart, it makes the difference. Amen. He didn't have that old prison keeper, praise God, the keeper of prison, he didn't have to worry about nothing because Joseph was taking care of it all. The Lord's servants, praise God, they frequently require God's gracious sending of the good shepherd to help us along the way. You and I need that all the time. That mercy. They said because the Lord was with him. That's what made the difference. The Lord God of heaven was in Joseph, praise God. Even down there in the prison house. And he was ministering to him so he could minister to others. All for God's glory. Amen. Praise God. All for God's glory. And God wasn't even finished. He hadn't even really got started with Joseph. He had big plans for Joseph. Now, what if old Joseph got wrongly accused and cast in that prison, and he began to curse God and deny God and begin to complain and begin to just be a quitter? Amen. His whole family could have perished. Amen. My God could have not preserved a posterity in the land. But because Joseph was stayed with God, because the Lord was with him, even down at the prison house, to the point that God Almighty, the Lord himself, praise God, would send the good Samaritan, the Holy Spirit, the mercy, to come to old Joseph where he was, even in the prison house. Praise the Lord. Begin to minister to him. Praise his name. And that which he did, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, amen. See, the Lord was in what he did. It wasn't Joseph had to do it. See, I say it all the time. Amen. We try to do things, but it's not us to do it. It's God Almighty that enables us to do things. It's all God Almighty who will be there to help us along the way if we'll just stop and ask him and let him. He makes the difference. Praise God. He does the things that we're not able to do. And that which he did. And Lord made it to prosper. Amen. Why? Because that good Samaritan. So what's the epistle trying to tell us here? Praise God, that God of mercy. That good Samaritan, praise God, that God would send down to where you are and I where I am. The same one that He sent over there in Luke chapter number 10 is the same one that He sent down there in Genesis chapter 39 to old Joseph and began to bring him out and encourage him, praise God, when he was spiritually beat down, when he was spiritually bruised, when he was spiritually about ready to give up. God sent the good Samaritan, amen, that the shepherd of mercy down to where he was to bind him up. Amen, glory. I just imagine maybe about the first night, old Joseph was there. The Holy Spirit just come down there, him laying down there on that prison cot. Amen, before things got wound up and God began to move in the prison house and began to set things in, glory, hallelujah, and began to set things up in God's order instead of the orders of the prison keeper, praise God. God began to move upon Joseph and he whispered to him in his sleep and he said, son, it'll be all right. Don't worry about it. We got this. Amen. How many times in our lives the same God of heaven come to us where we were when it seemed like all things, praise God, were plumb out of bounds, but God Almighty just whispers in that still small voice and said, it's all right, I got this. Amen. I could write you a book on the times He's done that for me. Come to where I was, praise God. Spoke to my heart. Amen. When I was in the prison house, spiritually in the prison house, bound, praise God, and beaten and bruised and afflicted. But praise God, the good Samaritan of mercy come down to where I was. And he picked me up, praise God, pulls us unto himself, and binds up our wounds and our afflictions. Amen. Praise God. We start getting excited. But glory, hallelujah, maybe it ain't that bad. Maybe it's going to be all right. Amen. Praise God. We see what the old epistle was trying to say, the old apostle was trying to say, praise God. He was trying to say, praise God, that God's grace and God's peace, praise God, they're two wonderful things. But that when it comes in the middle, that mercy from God, it's something, praise God, to shout about. Amen. He's that'll bring you out without a pout. Bring you out with a shout. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He'll bring you out without a shout. Praise God. He'll bring you out where you can praise God and give Him glory in a shout. Second John chapter 1, verse number 3 said, grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Amen. Praise God. That good Samaritan. John's saying that good Samaritan, praise God, that He's there with you. He's there to help you. He's there to minister to you and through you. He's there to bind up your wounds of affliction. Amen. Your spiritual wounds, your physical wounds, whatever it might be. Praise God. He said that mercy is there. He's talking to the elect lady and her family, her children. And he knew the persecution that was coming. He knew the hardships. And he tells him, hey, listen, the key verse, the word in this epistle is truth. He said, you're going to have to stand up on the truth. He said, it's not going to be easy. It's not, praise God, sometimes it's going to be hard. But he said, you got to stand upon it, praise God. He said, and the good shepherd, he throws the good shepherd in here. He said, the good shepherd will be there to help you. Grace and peace. But he said, the good shepherd, praise God, that mercy from God Almighty will be there to help you. The elect lady and her children. He said, whom I love in the truth. Not only I, but also all they that have known the truth. For truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Amen. And then he lays out this grace, this mercy, and this peace from God Almighty. Something that we see over in the apostolic, praise God, amen, in the epistles, the teaching epistles, pastoral epistles, but we see it here in John. Why? Because John's to throw it in here saying, you know what, that mercy from God, that mercy as of a good shepherd, that one that got the Lord Jesus Christ said, that's your neighbor, amen. He said, that right there is your neighbor. The one that'll come to where you are and not just look at you and see you in your affliction, see you beaten, battered, and bruised. The one that not just look at you and see you spiritually down and defeated, but it's one that'll come to you, praise God, and he'll bind you up. Amen. One will help you, encourage you, and lift you up. Man, religion won't do it. The law won't do it, but praise God, the good shepherd will do it. And he'll do it through mercy because of love. Amen. Praise God. And then you get the full package. You get the grace and you get the peace loaded down with mercy. Amen. Ain't you glad for the mercy of God tonight? What it does for your hearts and for your life, how it moves upon you and helps you. Amen. Like nothing else can. I'm glad we have grace and peace, but I'm also glad that we have mercy tonight. Mercy there bestowed upon us. Mercy, praise God, it'll bind us up when we're hurting. Amen. Not that when we have afflictions, we have heartaches and sorrows, praise God, it's mercy that'll show up. Amen. Because of the love of God. Love of the truth. Because God loves us, and he can't help it. Amen.